The question, "May I have 6,400 nickels, please?" didn't win Johnny Swing many friends at the bank, but it did continue his career as a sculptor. Swing has been creating furniture out of spare parts for years. His latest creation is a sofa made from spare change, 6,400 nickels. Johnny Swing is on the phone from Vermont. Mr. Swing, why?
People definitely have a love of money, and, you know, it seemed like a nice way to draw people into my work. I usually do big installation pieces, which enables me to surround people by my work. Mm-hmm. Surrounded by money.
Surrounded by money. What is it? Give us an idea what it looks like. I mean, the height and yeah, how much does it weigh?
Far less than it looks like, because it's, the money is welded together to almost make like a fabric, and it weighs about 110 pounds. It's really, there's blues and purples and golds and, you know, a lot of the silver and gray from the color of the discoloration from the welding process.
Does it leave impressions on the body?
It does.
Really? You get little buffaloes on your behind?
More like Monticello.
Oh, right, of course. No, you didn't get the old nickels. It's all nickels, right?
Yes, it's all nickels. Somebody dropped by a buffalo nickel, and I put it in there, and it's funny because often I can't find it, and then you have other people that sit down and go, "Oh, look at that buffalo nickel." I'm like, "I've been looking for that for weeks."
So what is it? Do you consider it a piece of furniture, or do you consider it a piece of art? Is it meant to be sat on?
And it's completely meant to be sat on. It's almost folk art-like. I mean, people come by and just say, you know, who in the world would weld all those together?
Now, 6,400 nickels, that's what, $320?
It's pretty insignificant compared to the, you know, overall price.
What's the price?
$18,000.
You're kidding.
No.
Really?
It's a 200 hours of welding.
So we're talking, you know, sweat labor here. Can you legally use currency to make furniture and pieces of art?
I checked with the Secret Service, and their first reaction to me was like, "You can cut up $100 bills for all I care." And, you know, I chatted with them for a while. I ended up sending them a portfolio, and they said that pretty much they went by my earlier impression, which is the government doesn't object to currency being used for artistic purposes.
Now, I can understand not using dimes or quarters because obviously it makes your project more expensive. Why didn't you use pennies?
Well, they're smaller. Their color is not as radiant. The nickel couch is sort of jewel-like. From a distance, it's faceted with a blue and silver radiant colors, which doesn't happen as much for the pennies. But truthfully, pennies, after 1981, changed to a zinc interior, and they pretty much explode when you weld them.
Really? But how did you discover that pennies explode when you weld them?
The hard way.
Yeah. Johnny Swing is a sculptor and creator of the Nickel Couch. He spoke to us from his studio in Brookline, Vermont. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.